Immigration and Customs Enforcement is sending 1,000 immigrant detainees to be housed in the federal prison in Victorville. The head of the local correctional officers union says the sudden influx of people into an already understaffed facility could create huge problems. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has this report.
The detainees are being sent to Victorville's Federal Correctional Institution as part of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' zero-tolerance immigration policy. With so many border crossers and asylum seekers being arrested, ICE has resorted to using federal prisons as detention centers, even when they're not set up for that.
We are a prison. We are not a detention center. We don't function at all like a detention center.
That's John Kostelnik, the president of Victorville's local chapter of the American Federation of Government Employees. It's a labor union that includes federal correctional officers. Kostelnik says that the facility was severely understaffed before immigrants started arriving last week.
Our population goes through the roof. It was like a 26% increase to our population in a matter of a few days, and not a single staff member was sent to us.
Kostelnik says that having less staff and more people to watch puts everyone involved at a higher risk of danger. He doesn't believe that the detainees themselves are dangerous, but having to assign more staff to watch them means less staff watching the people who are dangerous.
People have asked me, are you worried about these detainees? Are you scared of them? I said, honestly, from what I'm being told, we shouldn't be. They're not violent, really bad people. But the problem is that our staff are being put on them to watch them, and now it's taking away from our staff that should be watching the hardened criminals that were already there.
According to Kostelnik, the sudden influx of people creates not only security risks, but also health risks.
There is a potential with some of these detainees with tuberculosis, because these people are coming from all over the globe.
When they got word of this, the staff at the Victorville facility went to find masks to protect themselves and the detainees from tuberculosis. According to Kostelnik, the masks they had not only expired several years ago, but they aren't even meant to protect against TB.
That just shows they weren't prepared for this.
The staff then contacted local hospitals to ask if the prison could use some of their medical isolation rooms in case of an outbreak. The hospital said they could take a few isolated patients, but if the worst-case scenario happened, they wouldn't be prepared either.
We contacted the hospitals, and they said they weren't able to handle it. If the fears came true, I don't know what's going to happen.
Kostelnik claims that he and other members of the union have been retaliated against for speaking to the media. He says that after he started talking to reporters last week, one of his superiors told him his official time was canceled. That's paid time that union representatives can use to engage in union activities. Now that his has been canceled, Kostelnik says he has to speak out about the issue on his own time.
And it's a tactic. They've used it before. But what it causes is I have to start burning my personal leave or doing things on my personal time. Like right now, I'm burning my leave.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it needs to use federal prisons as detention centers because of a surge in illegal border crossings and the Attorney General's zero-tolerance policy. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says it's agreed to house detainees for 120 days, but that the agreement is flexible and could be extended. Other prisons around the country that have received or will receive detainees include ones in Oregon, Arizona, Washington, and Texas. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.